This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Showered with love here on the DJV program. Hello. Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan here with the good news of the day. If you are bold enough to take the right action, a good idea today, every day, and maybe you're a hard worker, that's a good thing. Sometimes that works. Sometimes you get a break. Some people call it luck. Some people call it karma. I think it should be called cause and effect, however. Return on investment, either way. Hopefully you have a good day, lucky day, week, month, year. We're all about talking about the things that matter, the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. Here's my daily rant on China. Everybody ready?
Sure.
The folks at Tesla have opened a showroom in China. That is where the Uyghur Muslims are. Why in the name of heavens this guy would be dumb enough to open a new dealership? Do you suppose he's made a deal with the devil, with the Chinese government? Do you think that's
right? Oh, yeah. He has, because they've... Oh, yeah. He's had... I mean, it's been... And he, meaning Elon Musk. I mean,
Elon
it's
Musk,
Tesla's... Yeah. You know, it's more than just him. But still, it does seem very weird and, like... The whole world is talking about this region of China where the Uyghur Muslim population have been in basically in a genocide. And so Tesla decides to choose that exact city for a showroom. It's like when Intel apologized to China and their, you know, last week. It didn't go over well with a lot of Americans.
It shouldn't. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't. So how do you make sure you're the first person that I would go to and ask questions about general technology? What else is available besides the ding ding ding, whatever that thing is that goes with
the what?
Could you?
I think
I didn't
Jen,
hear the what? I was horrified at first, but I think I realize what he's doing. He's doing the little Intel Inside jingle.
Right. Ding ding ding. Whatever that is.
Well, at first I wasn't really. Yeah, it could have gone. Yeah, exactly. It could have gone in other directions, but yes.
Ding ding ding. Okay, so what? Do we have the chips that you put in things if it's not Intel anymore? Because people are now going to start saying, wait a minute, like all the Dell, I have Dell equipment here. I know it all has Intel inside.
Yeah.
And HP the same way, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Right now, if you want to not have a computer that has Intel inside, then you need the Mac, a new Mac that
only
has the
Macs.
M1 chip. Yeah. They make their own M1 chip. Now there are also budget computers that don't use Intel, but then again,
it's like AMD or something, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. I mean, the cheaper you go down the scale, you're not going to get Intel because that's a major brand. So you're going to get something else that's cheaper and more of a knockoff. But again, it's all still made in China. So if you're trying to avoid that, then it's not perfect, but Macs have moved away. You know, they're making substantial strides in moving away from Chinese stuff.
All right. So, but here, let's turn that around a little bit, because I want people to know we've talked so much here with good reason about the Chinese government using the companies in China to put things into phones and other devices, your television set, so they can spy on you. And there have been other companies that have been in that area. Apple had used forced labor. Now Best Buy and Home Depot say, we're not selling any more of your crap if it comes from there, which is that's pretty good line in the sand, isn't it?
Well, after Biden signed the bill, it's illegal now for American companies to import from that region.
They're not doing, and this is not a big deal then for them.
And more than that, though, I mean, there's so many issues coming up with China. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal about how Walmart's finally putting the pressure on trying to make sure that they're just not getting an onslaught of Chinese goods, especially from this area of the world where this genocide, or the area of the country where the genocide is being committed. There's been a ton of pressure, and the Wall Street Journal talks about it, on Intel and on H&M and on Adidas. Very specifically name checked in this article about what they need to do better and start to fight back. And it looks like Walmart's actually starting to develop a bit of a backbone because they know that they have a lot of power when it comes to the stuff that they're taking in from China and selling in their stores. So they're starting to kind of wake up and wage the war. And that's because of consumer
pressure. Right.
But another story that's out today, and if we're really serious about taking on China, again, it's one of these things that's going to be very difficult, but it's getting off of Facebook, it's getting off of Instagram, it's getting off of TikTok, and it's getting off of Twitter, because there's another big story out about how China is using social media platforms like those to collect a ton of information about America and about Americans, and they're using that, they're using all of that technology that they're mining, not only from social media platforms,
so what are they going to do with that
ability
information?
To spy on your computer.
Let me play the devil. I'm all for not getting anything. You know me. I don't want anything in my life that's made in China. But let me play the devil's advocate for a second and ask, why would they want this info? How much info can they collect, and what are they going to do with it? What advantage do they have on us? Should we turn the tables and try to find out more about how the Chinese people live? What's the end game here?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, because we get so shut out of what's actually going on in that country, and we only hear the stuff that's been redwashed,
I guess,
maybe
here.
Might be appropriate, not even whitewashed.
Uh-huh.
But the story that was out, and I think it's maybe from like 3 days ago, about the massive amounts of data that China has targeted, they get it on not only our consumer behaviors, but they use the surveillance network that they have, and they mine Facebook and Twitter particularly to give their government agencies, their military, their police information about foreign targets. So they look at us as ways to get access to foreign targets. They weaponize average people trying to figure that out. They also can look at it for consumer behavior, how we respond to things. And so there's a lot of surveillance that happens that we may think, oh, well, it's no big deal. It's just our Twitter, our Instagram account. But in conjunction with everybody else's, the Chinese are obviously using it because it's a value to them.
Make no mistake about it. As much as this troubles me to say, we are at war with China. It's not a hot war, but it is a war. And under the circumstances,
and you know
what?
I would say we're actually at hot war with China, because they've been doing all of these military exercises. They're weaponizing the South China Sea. They're trying to be the military superpower by 2047. And here we are just scratching our head going, well, 2047 sounds pretty far off. No, we're talking about 20 years. They want to become the sole ruler of the globe. And the time is now. If we're going to push back at all, we better do it, because we're running out of time. They've got their plans in place. They are not playing a short game. They're playing a long game. And
unfortunately, then what do they get for it at the end of the day?
American malaise and malaise from around the world is just feeding into it.
Well, that's why nobody's done anything, because they're, for whatever the reason about their coming up with the virus, they created it in the lab. They let it go. They intended, with the spikes they put on it, to do exactly what it's done. And we're sitting here like a bunch of dummies, crazy. The situation in Los Angeles, Jennifer, with you not being around last week, I don't think we got the full story. We talked about that 14-year-old girl who was shot by the police at the clothing store just for Christmas. And I wondered what I saw that the family was speaking out, saying, I think one of the mothers said, to see a son or daughter die in your arms is one of the pains, the greatest pains and most profound pain that any human being can imagine. They've got Ben Crump, who represented Trayvon Martin's family and George Floyd's family.
Jacob Blake. Yeah, he finds himself in all the hot stories.
So can the police have really no defense on this, right? There's nothing that they can do.
Well, it was a stray bullet. It wasn't intentionally shot.
They wasn't intentional. That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they walked into a store and just said, oh, there's a 14-year-old. We're going to shoot him. No, they were firing at a suspect who was attacking a woman. So, yes, this is a huge tragedy. Yes, it's like heartbreaking for this woman. But at the same time, you have to realize what's happening in Los Angeles. There is crime everywhere. The police are being tasked to do, to perform a job that they don't have the backup and the resources to perform anymore. The LAPD has been defunded over $250 million over the last 2 years. They have a shortage of officers. There's been a mass exodus of people out of the LAPD, LA Fire, LA Sheriffs. They're all getting pressure because of vaccine mandates. So you're looking at a stretched department who is then being tasked with murder rates that are up 42%, with burglary and theft that are just up tremendously. And this is unfortunately the awful stuff that happens. You know, it's like when you're living in a war zone, you've got police that have got to go in and like try to figure out the situation. It's awful.
I had the conversation I had yesterday. There are so many people that are in public service that are out because of Omicron or more. It's not, well, Omicron will put you out, you know, for 5 or 6 days, but the people who are still getting Delta, but it's being used. I'm not sure whether I think this is us or the system being abused. I was at the bank yesterday. They've closed all the lobbies. I have I do business with a little bank, has three offices. They've closed the lobbies at every, so I had to go into the bank yesterday to do some business, and I said, what is going on? She said, well, people are getting COVID and they want to stay home. And then there are people that are just quitting because they get $22 an hour going to work across the street, and we just can't find people to come in here and work for, so we've upped our pay to $22 an hour for a teller, and they still can't find people. And I scratch my head. Where do they all go after the, and I know we've talked about retirements and people who were on, you know, but 8.5 million people just disappeared off the workforce because of Omicron. And is that part of the thing that we hold the Chinese government responsible for? You know, I hold them responsible for the whole thing when it comes to the virus. And anybody who doesn't see that is pretty blind, frankly. But look at what the bubble effect that it's had on the banks. You can't do business with the bank. You can't find people who work in restaurants. You look around. And our system, although the economy is strong, our system is breaking down the longer this lasts. And the Chinese government is just sitting there laughing at us as to how stupid the whole thing is. But they're getting their way, and we are not having our way. I don't see it. I see it as a treacherous, treacherous path. 18 past the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. This is Doug Steffen. That's Jennifer Horn. She's Victoria Keelan. We are here ready at your service, on your side. Andy Cohen kind of stuck his foot in his mouth New Year's Eve, and he's got a lot of fallout from it, and it deservedly so. There was no reason for him to say what he did about Ryan Seacrest. So how's he backing up? How is he?
He didn't say anything about Ryan specifically. And I saw the comment. He was drinking, and he wasn't the only one to make the comment that he goes, yeah, Ryan Seacrest. He said basically, if you're looking at the ABC broadcast, you're just seeing a bunch of losers. And what he was talking about was the band Journey. And so he was, Andy Cohen is a big Journey fan, and he said if Steve Perry, the original singer of Journey, isn't with the band, then it isn't Journey. And so Journey keeps kind of cranking out these, like, newer, younger guys who sound exactly like Steve Perry did back in the day. So yeah, it's kind of like karaoke Journey at this point. And that's kind of what he was really ragging on. He had nothing to do with Ryan Seacrest. I mean, I think all the performances and stuff, like all the shows were pretty lame. But
we did a home party this year, and so I, for the first time in a while, had an opportunity to watch what some of these networks did. I think CNN is just such a flippin' disgrace.
Well, they all were lousy.
These guys are up there just drunken idiots. I mean, yeah. Don Lemon's drunk, Andy Cohen's drunk, and look,
that's what people like, though. That's what brings in the ratings.
I'm curious to know what the ratings really are, because I think the first year when it happened, there was some intrigue because it was like, okay, you don't see this very often. It was like a train wreck. But now that it becomes their theme every year to get these guys drunk on television, which is obviously what the CNN show is about, because that's what they all do, I don't know. I just it feels very contrived. And I
yes.
think that, like, when it happened naturally, it was kind of funny. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen again? But now it's, like, every year. And I don't know. I was very underwhelmed by everything I saw, but especially them.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jennifer. I watched a little of the stuff earlier in the evening. I didn't stay up till midnight, but the shows all started like at 8 o'clock. And how much can you do? You know, how many people can you bring in to entertain?
And everyone has COVID, and everyone backed out,
right.
And
although the people in Times Square didn't seem bothered by it, I was really surprised that there were like no masks in Times Square. At least on some with the footage that I saw, I didn't see a lot of people masked up at all.
No, you had to just show a vax card, and they cut the number down to 15,000 people. So.
What's the mayor got sworn in that night during all of this? So what's going on with him? I was talking about the new mayor in my community and what he's done already. I think, was that on the air or off the air? I guess it was off the air. Or was it? Tests
sworn in on
COVID.
The air. They showed him. But,
the new mayor of New York, what's he done so far? Been in office for 3 or 4 days. Anything that has been spectacular? Time and space.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anyone would say anything spectacular after one day in office, but
mayor here has done something spectacular.
Bill de Blasio. That's spectacular.
He's got that. That's what Andy Cohen's real rant was. It was against Bill de Blasio at the end. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, Eric Adams, we'll see. We'll see what he does.
To go back to those guys, they take themselves too seriously. I happen to be a fan of Andy Cohen's. I'm not necessarily a fan of Anderson Cooper, but...
I love Andy Cohen.
Funny,
I just think it's too much.
Exactly. Check out the DJV download every day at djvshow.com or wherever.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News says the Biden administration's weakness is why Iran is threatening Americans.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state-sponsored terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk. I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
A court record unsealed Monday states Virginia Giuffre says she was sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein, accepted a $500,000 payment in 2009. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Although mask mandates are mandatory in many U.S. cities across America, COVID-19 continues to spread, leading many to believe masks don't work. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News gives his opinion.
I mean, the mandates have put many people in a tough spot. A lot of people who worked through the epidemic, got COVID, recovered, are actually pretty well protected against getting COVID and spreading it, are being forced to decide to whether they want a vaccine or not. And, you know, I would recommend the vaccine, but I can understand people that don't want it in that situation. And the vaccine mandates have basically forced them to make a decision. A lot of people have left their jobs as a result, been forced out of their jobs as a result. I think it's made staffing shortages worse, and it hasn't stopped the disease from spreading, as you can see from the vast numbers of cases we've seen in heavily vaccinated places. The vaccine is great for protecting against severe disease, but not so good against stopping the disease from spreading.
U.S. officials reported a record number of new COVID cases on Monday with over 1 million new infections. A total of 1,082,549 new coronavirus cases were reported Monday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Omicron variant continues to be the culprit. On a 7-day average, the U.S. COVID cases are at a record 363,592 per day as of 6 a.m. Monday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here we are again. It's the DJV program on the air. The official announcer is Doug Steffen. It's the DJV show. Come on down. So you can listen to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me talk about what's going on. The focus on the passing of Betty White. I suppose I wasn't smart enough to predict this, but... Well,
that's why I was so sad.
Why would you?
I'm not talking about that. I didn't finish my sentence. What I was referring to is people blaming it on the booster shot that she got a couple of days before that.
She didn't get it. That's the thing. She never got
right.
a booster shot.
It was a
shot.
Fake. It was fake.
Yeah.
Oh. And, you know, I saw someone put it up. Like, it just came across, like, somebody that I like, probably know indirectly. Came up in my Facebook feed. I was like, that doesn't seem right. And so I type it in. I'm like, Betty White COVID, and no.
Nothing.
I mean, look, there are plenty of reasons, and I have thought of many, of why the vaccine or the booster might be something you want to think twice about and want to talk to your doctor about. But to put it up as a, like a dying woman said, oh, I just got boosted and then 2 days later dies. How sick are you? I mean, give me a break. People.
Well, there are a lot of sick people who hide behind themselves, the thin veil of Twitter and Instagram. What a bunch of phony. It's a waste.
Well, Betty, yeah, and Betty's agent, who has been, you know, her rep for a really long time, he said that, you know what, he was like, she never got the booster, and don't politicize her death.
And she was
that's
never
so
very
not
political.
How she was. Exactly.
I mean, I think she maybe one time came out and said that she voted for Obama or she was excited to vote for Obama, but wasn't like she was a hugely political person.
I didn't even know that, honestly. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about her politics. Just her
love of animals.
And,
Yeah. That's it. Why do you have to care? What difference does it make what your politics are? Keep your politics to yourself.
That's all anybody
it's
wants to know.
It's nobody else's business anyway. I know.
But that's
I
all any.
Because they
like want to
know if they
question.
Should be sad or happy about a death.
Yeah.
Isn't that
right.
disgusting?
Sick.
Like,
yeah, it is.
Or they want a mine
it's
or
country.
They want a yours. I mean, it's just dumb.
All right,
that
was your time.
Well, do you want to bury the lead? The sweetest part of this, and the reason that this is a trending story today, is
Vicki Lawrence
and Carol Burnett, of course, lifelong friends of Betty White's. And so Vicki Lawrence did an interview with Page Six, and she was talking about her love of Betty and how sad she is she was gone. And she shared that Carol Burnett had called her and said that Betty's last word as she was literally passing away was Alan. And that was her husband's, Alan's name. And
I hope
everyone
that's because he was there welcoming her. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Right? I mean, that's just amazing. So,
yeah.
Very, very sad, but what a life.
Yep. Ah, fabulous life. Meanwhile, back with the the Omicron, apparently Congress has been warned this week of the spread of Omicron all over Capitol Hill. I wonder if that's something to do with the snow and people not being able to get out.
Now, before D.C. got hit with the snow, D.C. was the number one hot spot now in the country for new cases. And so that involves...
These guys travel so much, which in the... personal anecdote, the people that I know that have had it have been traveling with it, and so, or have not traveling with it, but traveled and then got it.
And exposed to it. Yeah.
I mean, these cloth masks are not very helpful against Omicron.
They
so
do
if you're
nothing.
Next
That's
to someone
diaper.
On a plane, it's like, it's just, it's not helpful.
I bring
helpful
the 95 with
get
me.
Get it no matter how hard you try.
And it's pretty easy. The 95 fits well over your nose, under your chin, and you can breathe normally with it. I find that it's the best. I have 3 or 4 different kinds that I use here and there. And people say to me, well, you're traveling so much, planes are all full, aren't you worried? Nah, I'm not really at all. I haven't been worried much about this thing. What I'm concerned about is where it came from, the motivation for being launched, and what we're doing to incentivize American businesses to come back here and get the hell out of China. That's what really I'm focused on. I'm caring about my family and being, careful with them, my relationships with them, physical close-in relationships. But other than that, when I was at the hotel I stayed at last week, was one of the most. I have never stayed at the Biltmore, Jennifer. So I stayed there because it is such. There's probably more in print about the Biltmore than there is any other hotel in Los Angeles, and maybe that group of hotels. And now, as I was leaving, somebody said that those hotels have been bought out by the Chinese. I don't know whether they have or they haven't, but damn, everywhere. All right, here's a nurse from England who has recovered from COVID. She was in a coma. And the way she got out of it was to take Viagra. Now, I touched on this yesterday, and you kind of poo-pooed me, Victoria.
No, I saw the headline. No. We didn't poo-poo you. Jay and I were trying to figure out what you were trying to tell us, because we didn't understand the story. So
this woman,
she got
a large dose of Viagra.
Yes.
This lady, whose name is Monica Almeida, 37 years old, fully vaccinated nurse, an asthma sufferer, worked as a respiratory specialist in the National Health Service for quite a long time. She tested positive in October. 4 days later, this lady who has two children lost her sense of taste and smell, began coughing up blood, experienced a drop in oxygen levels. She was really sick. So she went to the resuscitation room, received oxygen before being admitted to the ICU. A week later, she was placed in a medically induced coma for going under. She signed a document saying that she was willing to take part in a study to try some experimental drugs. So she was given Viagra after being placed in the coma. Now, who was it that came up? Who's the first person who's the first doctor who said, okay, let's try giving patients with this Viagra? And then did they give them Cialis and Levitra too?
No. Viagra is
just your Friday night.
Yeah, right. Viagra is a lot of older men who had dealt with COVID who take Viagra regularly. There were early studies that were showing that they were getting over COVID better than, you know, other guys in their peer group. Well, it makes sense. Viagra was a blood pressure medicine before it realized, you know,
yeah,
everybody's
circulation.
Yeah, the 4-hour, you know, eggplant. And so it's, that's, you know, but it's not surprising to me at all. It's sildenafil. My chihuahua was on sildenafil because he had a heart blood pressure issue. So,
really?
It doesn't have the same effect on women or dogs, I can tell you.
Thank God, because that's disgusting.
I think Jack Stockwell, I'm going to ask Jack Stockwell about that.
But this really isn't surprising. I mean, it is a cheap drug. It's everywhere now. Viagra should be used more. If they're doing, you know, it doesn't.
Somebody,
I don't know, it just makes total sense to me.
Coffee was good for Viagra. Coffee was good for Omicron as well. People that drink coffee don't get as sick as people who don't drink coffee. Anybody ever heard that one?
See, that's the opposite of what, that's weird, but that's the opposite. Because, see, Viagra, sildenafil is the real name. That expands your blood vessels and helps you get air through. So coffee restricts them. So I'm not really sure how that would work.
But I don't either.
But
coming up in a moment.
For coffee drinkers.
Yeah, I'm into it. Leave it alone.
Coming up, people and phrases. There is a list of the top 10 misused and overused phrases that we're going to go over. This will be the classroom of the air as we continue after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Resections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Lake Superior State University. We all know where that is. It's near Lake Superior. Now, how many people know what the names are of the five great lakes? What happens
Erie.
If we go around the room?
Hmm? I go for Erie, Lake Erie.
Michigan?
That's one.
Lake
Michigan's two.
Michigan, Lake yeah. Erie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
Lake Isabella. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Anyway, the top 10...
What are
10
the others?
Yeah, come on, Smarty Pants.
Tell us, come on. You always do this.
Well, I think you...
What are the other
starting
three?
Starting out with Lake Superior, right?
Okay, good one.
You got
right.
that one.
Got
and
Erie.
Then... Huh?
We
Lake
got
Erie.
Michigan. We got Erie.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is Champlain, is that one? Is that a real thing?
Lake no,
Champlain?
That's
is that...
I'd like to drink it.
Isn't that the...
I feel like that's a thing. That's so bad at
Champlain is a... I don't know if it's a lake, but I know it's a place. Okay,
all right, Lake Huron. Okay, here we go. Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron,
wow.
Lake Erie, Lake Ontario.
Ah,
got it.
Wow.
The
yeah.
Ontario so I totally
is the
made
smallest
one,
one which is the one that Cleveland. They used to when George Bush was running their father for president. He won in part because somebody threw a match. There was some environmental discussion, and he was running against Dukakis, and somehow Dukakis tripped, like he made it. He was foolish, and the whole thing, him running, was foolish. But anyway, there was something that came up, and the people in Ohio were blaming George Bush for the fact they could throw a match into Lake Erie and it would burn. That was, what, in the 80s? It was there. There was a lot of stuff in that lake. A lot of stuff in a lot of the lakes. At any rate, those are... This was not... We've now ruined the story. Let's keep going.
I know. Let's save it.
Right. No, well, okay. Phrases were studied at the Lake Superior State University by the global... The pandemic has created new normal phrases, and that's one of them, right? Supply chain... So they've got a list of banished words. The school did a survey, thousands of nominations. They started doing this and have done it every year since 1976. So they got 1,250 submissions from all over the world. A group of judges comprising the school's English department narrows down this list.
And it's all things that pundits on cable news say. I don't care what channel you're watching, but it drives me nuts. It's either the pundits or it's Jen Psaki. So one of the things on the list is circle back, because she used to say that all the time. I'm going to circle back to on that one, which used to drive me nuts. She's cut it down because I think somebody told her to knock it off. But
deep
one of the
dive.
Other ones, at the end of the day.
Ugh.
We know that you don't know what to say. I don't know.
Those
I've
are all verbalized
times,
pauses,
but,
right? Exactly.
Ugh.
Whenever you come up with that stuff, it means you don't know what to say.
Right.
So you're looking for your head to get into a different gear. That being said, I love that.
That's that another being, one. The one that's not
can
on the
I
list.
Can I be honest with you now? Lie to us.
The overuse of so. There are so many people.
So?
There's one. Well, not in the use of, like, so many or so much, but there are a lot of people who, when they don't know how to answer a question, will start off with using so as a question. So
Elizabeth Warren.
Ask, yeah, it, totally. Ask
it's
me a question.
Every answer. It drove me nuts throughout the whole debate. Elizabeth Warren cannot answer a question without starting with so.
So. It's a long, drawn-out so with an inquisitive tone. So.
It's the new
It makes me crazy.
I do say no worries. No worries is on this list. I do say that sometimes.
I know.
But
especially
whatever.
In text. Like, if someone apologizes for something in text, I'm like, oh, no worries.
Right.
The new normal.
Or says thank
annoying.
You.
You're on mute. Okay, well, there it is. We've made humankind better with that list, folks. It's now 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Past the hour now. Good Day Health in Gear with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, home of lots of snow. So you probably heard us talking about this Monica Almeida, who was the nurse that was vaccinated in England. She had COVID and she went into a self-induced coma, and the doctors gave her a large dose of Viagra. So you want to explain to us, perhaps in a clinical way, why it is that Viagra would have saved the day for this lady, and is this going to become a popular way to fix the problem of getting really sick with COVID? And if not Viagra, how about Levitra and Cialis? As Jennifer said, no, Doug, that's your Friday night. No, it's not. But anyway.
Well, you all know about nitric oxide.
And yes.
Nitric oxide causes vascular dilation.
That expansion, right?
Yeah, bigger. Your blood vessels aren't solid tubes. Like tiny little straw type things that are solid on the outside and hollow on the inside. Mm-hmm. They're cells that wrap around one another, forming a tube. And a single cell, I mean, this is marvelous how this all comes together, and those cells respond to the presence of nitric oxide. But they also respond to other kinds of chemical stimulus. So whether it's sildenafil or whether it's Cialis or or Viagra, and there's other drugs besides those two that causes a relaxation of those blood vessels, but also some release of nitric oxide that allows the little tubes to expand, to dilate, which drops blood pressure and allows more blood to flow through. And so when you have something like COVID that is triggers something called endotheliitis, which is inflammation of the inside of those blood vessels that's where all the microclotting and most of the deaths are being attributed to now, because they realize this isn't an upper respiratory infection like pneumonia or tuberculosis or something like that. But it does immediately affect the lungs because it's causing microclotting in these little blood vessels. Mm-hmm. So what happened, and I haven't read the reports or anything else, just the news release, is that it's probably allowing more blood to flow through the microstructures, the capillary structures. You know, the capillaries are the smallest of the arterial structures. I mean, the capillaries get down to so small, red blood cells have to line up single file to get through them. They're so small. And when you get some clotting in there, as COVID creates, or the vaccine more than the COVID, these things start getting...
Do you want to explain that a little bit? How does the vaccine create...
The spike protein. The vaccine causes the cells to produce the spike protein. That was the whole push behind Moderna back in 2017 when they were announcing this even before anybody had ever heard of COVID. Tal Zaks, who was the medical director of Moderna at the time, says, we've hacked the software of life. We've learned how to make the body make its own vaccines. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the spike protein does, is the spike protein gets into all the cells, which is alien to human physiology, and the immune system sees this, and the idea is it would create antibodies to it. But something that I don't know whether they knew it in advance or not, but one of the side effects of this stuff is it creates microclotting. And so when they would administer Viagra to this patient, it would cause all those tiny little vessels to open up to make sure plenty of blood got through. So now whether they're going to base a whole new medical intervention on that or not, we don't know. But that was taking place.
Well, the other item is, I wasn't being facetious, Cialis and Levitra are the other things that do the same thing as Viagra for a longer period of time. So does it make sense? Would it follow through if you were taking them as well to have the same results as receiving Viagra?
Well, yeah, on the surface, sure. On the surface, but anytime you start introducing some new total chemical intervention into something like this, there's always going to be other effects that are going to show up. And so it, you know, obviously needs an awful lot more study, but you never know. They may have stumbled across a real treasure chest here.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens a lot with science and medicine.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to get one thing done and you come up with another if you're watching carefully. All right, so that's a good update on Viagra and COVID and all that good stuff from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health portion of the book. I just always, there's an obvious eyebrow.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.